Hello everybody, it's John. Hope you're all right. Anyway, this is our Yukon adventure part two. After we'd left Tuk, we went down the Alaskan Highway, which is quite a rite of passage for people of a certain age, retirees in America. And all the way along, we kept passing these huge RVs. I mean, a single-decker bus isn't in it. They had boats on the top and cars being towed behind. They were enormous things. And we shared the road with them. And we made our way down towards Haines Junction, which is a stopover place. Now, it was June, and it was hot and it was sunny, and there was a music festival going on, and people were wandering around in shorts and skimpy tops, and quite nice, and enjoying, you know, a good weekend. On top of which, Parks Canada were having a conference as well, so accommodation was a little bit limited. Anyway, we managed to get into a place called the Cozy Corner, and that was, you know, one of the better places we stayed in. It was very nice there, and we settled in. Anyway, next morning, we woke up, looked out of the window, and, God, there was a foot of snow outside, and it was still snowing. June! Oh dear, the lady who owned the Cozy Corner said that she was a bit miffed because she'd just been to Whitehorse a few days ago and bought a load of bedding plants, and then this lot had come and dumped on them, so it had ruined her little garden for her. Anyway, we went out for breakfast that first morning, and it was a bit hot and steamy in the little cafe, and it was pretty crowded because everybody had the same idea. And we sat next to a couple of men who were on this Parks Canada conference, and it transpired that one of the men's mothers lived in Rochdale. So we got chatting. I said, oh, we don't live a million miles away from Rochdale. Fancy that, and all this small world and so on. And it transpired that his mother had told him about the place called Boggart Hole Clough. We said, oh yeah, we know. What, he said, is there such a place? I can't believe that. And so he said, well, next time I'm ringing my mother up, I'll tell her that I met some people from Todbothen who know all about Boggart Hole Clough, and so that was quite amusing. One day we stayed there a few days, and on one of the days we took a trip down towards the town of Haines. We didn't actually go so far because people said it really wasn't all that interesting, so we just stopped part of the way down. On the way at the side of the road we saw a big beaver dam, and it was a big one. It covered several acres, and there was a big beaver in it swimming around, so we watched that for a while. That was quite something. And then we pulled off the side of the road on a viewpoint pull off, and it was a site of special scientific interest. Now, we weren't particularly sure why it was particularly interesting. It was very nice, the scenery was gorgeous and so on, but what we were more taken with was the car that pulled up next to us. And we looked in and we saw that it was Margaret and Brian Hodgkinson, our friends from Todmorden. Now, we knew that they were going to be in that area. They were going to Alaska, and, you know, that our paths might well cross at some point, but we'd not made any arrangements to meet up because that would have sort of tied us down, and we didn't want that. Anyway, there they were. We'd actually seen them. And so we spent the evening, went out for a meal with them, and then eventually they went on their way. And we carried on staying at Haines Junction. Another day we went to a place called Sheep Mountain. We wanted to have a look at some Dall sheep that were there, but I think they must have known that we were coming because it scampered over the other side of the mountain and we didn't actually see them there, but never mind. So on the way back, we pulled off. You can do this, you see, when you're in your own car. And followed the signs for Silver City. It sounded interesting. Well, it was interesting, all right. It got its name from the fact that they used to breed silver foxes there. And when we got there, the whole town was totally abandoned. Empty cabins, cars abandoned at the side of the road, trucks and all sorts of things. And we could still see the little pens where they bred these silver foxes. It mustn't have been particularly successful because it hadn't lasted long, and of course they'd all finished by the time we got there. But it was interesting to have a look round. Anyway, on the way back towards Haines Junction, we pulled in for just, you know, rest our put our feet up for a little while, and we pulled into the car park of an empty motel. It looked quite nice, actually. I think if it had been open, we might have been tempted to stay. But anyway, it was closed. And so we just sat on the car park, got our chairs out, and we were having a bit of a read and a snooze. And we heard this quad bike arriving. And we looked up, and there was a man, and he had a big dog in this quad bike, on this quad bike. And he stopped and had a bit of a chat, and he said that he'd just been having a snooze. And he'd been woken up by a bit of a kerfuffle in the porch in front of his house. And he said this dog, Bud, that's what his name was, had been fighting off a wolf that had been attacking his huskies. And anyway, he was very pleased with Bud as a result of that, and decided to give him a treat and take him for a ride on his quad bike. And he was a magnificent dog, he really was. And he was very pleased with himself, so that, that was good. Right, so what was the next thing we... Right, well, on more or less the final night, we went out for a ride towards a place called Catherine Lake. Now, it had advertised the fact that there were boat trips on this lake, and we'd rather hoped we could have a ride on it, but the season hadn't really started, and so there were no boat trips. Anyway, we stopped and had a restaurant meal, and the people in the restaurant said that the night before, they'd been entertained by a grizzly bear walking up the road in front of the cabin. And in the next cabin there had been some girls staying there, and they came out and they were musically minded, and they brought the violins out and they were serenading this grizzly bear, apparently. Anyway, it took a huff and went off up the road. I don't think it was particularly impressed, and of course we didn't see it. It was long gone by the time we got there. But that was, you know, those are the little things that you come across when you can travel independently. And you'd miss a lot of this sort of thing if you went on one of these coach tours, good though they are. Anyway, looking back on the trip as a whole, some of the things stand out. And one of the things was that we passed mile after mile after mile of old forest fires. And the area was, you know, completely devastated. As far as you could see, just blackened trees. And of course, this year, with all the forest fires they've had in California and Australia too, it must have been pretty bad there when these were going on. There was less wildlife than we thought we would see. We did see things, because of grizzly bears and wolves and so on, but we didn't see, they weren't wall to wall like we thought they might have been. There's an awful lot of off-grid living there, and people were sort of living out in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by what we would call a garden, full of all sorts of what you might think of as being rubbish, but they didn't throw anything away just in case they cannibalise it to do repairs to whatever they needed. And the dubious accommodation, as I've already mentioned, that was part of the fun as well. Some was very good and some was very questionable, but that's all part of the fun. So we'd a memorable trip. We've had lots of happy memories to look back on, but we just thought we'd share those few with you. So we'll see you again later. Take care of yourselves. Be good. Bye-bye.